Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, October 22nd, and happy 69th birthday to actor Jeffrey Goldblum.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are today's top stories presented by Johnson & Alday Attorneys at Law. Marietta City Schools sets tentative date to offer vaccines for children ages 5 to 11. A retired Cobb County Superior Court bailiff was honored for his 19 years of service. Georgia's Secretary of State spoke to the Marietta Rotary Club on a variety of issues. Chairwoman Cupid is extremely concerned over Habitat for Humanity's pattern of development in South Cobb. Kennesaw State shares its instructional technology expertise through community partnerships. And finally, local student was named first runner-up in the 3M Young Scientist Challenge.
Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck? Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Baby.
That's right.
Get vaxxed, baby.
What are you waiting for? It's there.
Get vaxxed, baby.
You're gonna sit at home your whole life unvaccinated?
Marietta City Schools has set a tentative date of November 6th to offer vaccinations for its students ages 5 to 11. The plan is pending Food and Drug Administration authorization of the Pfizer vaccine for that age group, which is set to be considered next week. The district will offer a free vaccine clinic, as it did for students over the age of 12 during the summer, in the spirit of providing equity and access for all families. Superintendent Rivera's email to parents include a link to an anonymous survey where families can enter if they are interested in the vaccine and how many children they might bring. The announcement came hours after White House officials laid out a federal plan to begin shipping out vaccines for children ages 5 to 11 if approval is granted by the FDA. Rupert Raines was recently honored as he retired from 19 years as bailiff in Cobb County Superior Court for now Senior Judge Adele Grubbs and sitting Superior Court Judge Kim Childs. Prior to his service in the court, he served in the Marietta Police Department, rising to the rank of Assistant Chief. Congratulations! Georgia's top elections administrator told the Marietta Rotary Club on Wednesday that, quote, intellectual curiosity and intellectual honesty from both sides of the aisle are needed to restore confidence in elections. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger accused both Donald Trump and former Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams of misleading voters. Speaking to the Rotarians, Secretary Raffensperger once again dispelled myths that claim large numbers of dead people, underage people, or immigrants living in the country illegally voted. Asked about voter machine security, he assured people that the voting machines are not connected to the internet and therefore not vulnerable to remote hackers. In the case of Stacey Abrams, Secretary Raffensperger accused her of sowing mistrust in elections by blaming her 2018 loss to Brian Kemp on voter suppression. He pointed out the record turnout and record registration in that election. While he has been critical of a provision within the bill removing him from the state elections board, he focused Wednesday on provisions he said would increase trust in Georgia's elections.
Chugging, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the dude of man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on.
Truckapalooza is returning to Cobb this November. Here's community reporter Matt Golden with the story.
Cobb County Safety Village will host the return of Truckapalooza on November 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will be in the back lot at Town Center at Cobb Mall on Ernest W. Barrett Parkway in Kennesaw. It will feature more than 60 public safety vehicles, including police cars, fire engines, military vehicles, and a Georgia State Patrol helicopter. This is a family-friendly, fun, and educational experience for all ages. Cost is $5 a person and no more than $20 per family up to 6 family members. Children under the age of 2 are free. All proceeds will go to benefit the Cobb County Safety Village. Sponsors include Cobb EMC Community Foundation, All Star Lighting and Electrical Incorporation, Atkins, Marietta Wrecker, Croy, Glock Perfection, WE Contracting Company Incorporated, Wellstar, the Marietta Daily Journal, Cherokee Tribune, and neighbor newspapers. Vendors will be provided with disinfecting wipes to clean between guests, hand sanitizer stations will be provided, and masks are recommended for those who are unvaccinated. For more information, please check out mdjonline.com or call the Safety Village at 770-852-3270. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
I never dreamed at that point that it might become an annual affair that has just enriched our lives in many ways.
A weeks-long debate over the concentration of Habitat for Humanity homes in South Cobb came to a sort of resolution Tuesday as the Board of Commissioners approved the nonprofit's latest proposal near Six Flags Over Georgia. Habitat can now move ahead with the construction of 12 homes it says will be available to working-class families in the area. In a rare split for zoning cases, however, Chairwoman Lisa Cupid was the sole vote against the proposal, saying she was extremely concerned about the consequences of Habitat's pattern of development in the area. As all the parties have said, the issue of Habitat's preference for South Cobb isn't new, but it reared its head again 2 weeks ago in a Planning Commission meeting. Some residents questioned why, according to Habitat's numbers, some 274 of its 383 homes built in Cobb County are in South Cobb's District 4. Jessica Gill, CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Northwest Metro Atlanta, along with her representative Rob Hosek, countered that this project would be different from past Habitat ventures. Unlike other developments, the new Hillcrest community would be governed by a homeowners association, collecting fees for upkeep costs of a community garden and dog park. Restrictions would be placed on homeowners to ensure long-term maintenance and quality of homes and promote curb appeal. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MAP.
Along with being a leader in preparing students to become teachers, Kennesaw State University extends its commitment to teaching and learning to numerous communities in Georgia and other states through partnerships between the Bagwell College of Education and K-12 school districts. At the forefront is iTeach, a service unit of the Bagwell College that assists teachers in utilizing technology to enhance their day-to-day instruction. For example, teachers across all grade levels in the neighboring Paulding County School District have received training from iTeach since their partnership began in 2014. Those teachers have then shared it with colleagues who implemented it into their teaching, multiplying the technology training and knowledge throughout each school and benefiting thousands of students. The iTeach unit is an integral component of KSU's School of Instructional Technology and Innovation, which earlier this year was elevated to a school from department within the Bagwell College. Contributing to KSU's reputation as a leader in instructional technology, the iTeach team of teachers, media specialists, and administrators provides technology-related consulting and professional learning to about 275 schools and school districts.
Break the cycle, Morty. Rise above. Focus on science.
3M and Discovery Education have named 14-year-old Samarth Mahapatra of Marietta as the first runner-up in the 2021 3M Young Scientist Challenge, the nation's premier middle school science competition. Samarth, an eighth grader at Dojin Middle School at the time of the entry, received the Improving Lives Award, a special recognition award based on online public voting, to choose the final project from the challenge that has the greatest potential to make a positive impact on the world. Inspired by his great aunt, who had to give up cooking due to glaucoma-induced blindness, Samarth's project, Accessibility-Friendly Guidance System for Optimal Cooking Operations Based on Machine Learning, deployed edge computing and advanced vision algorithms to help people with vision impairments cook with ease. Now in its 14th year, the 2021 3M Young Scientist Challenge hosted the two-day competition as a virtual event October 18th through 19th. All 10 3M Young Scientist Challenge finalists received a variety of prizes from 3M and Discovery Education. Samarth received a $1,000 prize and a special destination trip. Congratulations, Samarth.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.